This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Let me tell you a true story that you won't believe can actually be true. Last fall, one of my commentaries dealt with the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association's secret of hiring fiction writers to pen a novel intended to scare the public about the dangers of Canadian drug imports. Remember that drug prices in Canada are a fraction the price of the same drugs in the U.S. As a result, many patients, particularly the elderly, resort to internet purchases of medicines from Canada. But U.S. drug companies feel like they're losing money. So if you can't stop the flow legally, perhaps, thought the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association, a little scare tactic might help. So Pharma paid $100,000 to a pair of writers to pen a fictional account of the dangers of Canadian drug imports. The novel involved an Islamic terrorist cell poisoning generic Canadian pills intended to kill innocent American consumers. And of course, it had the requisite sex required of all suspense thrillers. But lo and behold, the deal went sour, and the authors got upset with the pharmaceutical industry executives. This caused the authors to go public with the deal. Pharma, of course, denied any involvement in such a scandalous deal. But it was too late, and there was an extensive paper trail which was indisputable. Well, now the book is out, and it's called The Karasek Conspiracy. And guess what? The bad guys in the book have changed a little bit. They're no longer a terrorist cell from distant shores, hell-bent on poisoning the American public through Canadian pills. Rather, the bad guys are now the American pharmaceutical industry, hell-bent on protecting their profits at all costs. I guess what goes around comes around. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.